But first, yesterday, with the support of Labor, Centre Alliance and Jackie Lambie, the Greens passed a bill in the Senate to establish a federal anti-corruption commission. With One Nation abstaining, the bill passed 35 to 32 and is headed to the lower house, where it will almost certainly be rejected by the government. The government instead wants to focus on introducing drug testing for welfare recipients, quarantining welfare payments for those who test positive, and forcing them onto a cashless card system to prevent them from spending money on alcohol, drugs, gambling or anything. The Wire's Dominic Giannini spoke to Warringah's independent MP Zali Stegall and asked her about the need for a federal version of ICAC.
Anthony Albanese came out a little while ago saying he saw no evidence of corruption in federal politics. Given the revelations about the New South Wales Labor Party, is this just federal politicians being out of touch?
Look, the irony is the Federal Labor Party have supported the institution of a federal anti-corruption commission. So I don't understand that position to have changed. So I think that may have been, I don't know the context of his answer to and what the question exactly was. But my understanding is under Shorten, they did support a national anti-corruption commission. So look, at the end of the day, we know both parties have dragged the chain when it comes to implementing a national anti-corruption commission, and there's been a number of issues from both sides of the political spectrum that have raised serious concerns with the public as to the integrity of our processes. And the only way we can clear that up and regain, I think it's really important that the public regain faith in its political system and its decision-making system and how very large contracts are awarded to ensure that there is no undue influence or interest, personal interest or conflicts of interest coming into play when very serious decisions are being made in relation to taxpayer money.
So in your short time in Parliament so far, have you seen evidence of corruption at the federal level?
Oh, no, I certainly wouldn't be drawn into pointing fingers or doing anything of the sort. But what I do know is that the faith and trust in our politicians is at an all-time low. Now, that's a problem because at the end of the day, we are elected to represent our electorates and we're there to do a certain job. And if at the end of the day, people have no faith in the decisions being made or how things are being implemented or the use of their tax hard-earned dollars, that the government collects in taxes are being put to use, then that's a real problem.
So the economy seems to be floundering at the moment, with Australia bracing for the worst economic growth in over a decade. What do you think the government's next move should be? Should they protect the surplus or should they increase spending? Was this the right time for the tax cuts to go through then?
Well, look, I think they're still waiting to see the effect of the tax cuts in terms of whether that will stimulate the economy. I support the tax cuts, but I don't think that's enough. We think we need to do more. The evidence is there that, for example, a raise to Newstart would certainly stimulate the economy because it would put it would essentially flow through back to the economy. So that's another way you can boost it. I'm a big proponent for we need to increase childcare support payments so that we can have a better even playing field when it comes to women's participation in the workforce and so that we can start diminishing the pay gap that we have between men and women. Now, the other interesting aspect is that all these measures are identified as would be of a great stimulating effect to the economy. So I think the government has a fantastic opportunity to achieve two things in one go. You can create great social reform. You can rectify a need and an imbalance that is in place. And at the same time, you can stimulate the economy.
So the government is set to reintroduce its drug tests for welfare recipients, and those that fail it will go onto a cashless card. What are your thoughts about this? Will you be speaking to the Senate crossbench?
Of course, I'm keen to get the views of a number of my colleagues to understand their position on that proposal. I do also need to talk to some experts in the field to understand where the recommendation is coming from and why it's believed that this is the right approach.
So if welfare recipients are to be drug tested, shouldn't this be the same for members of Parliament?
Well, you raise an interesting question. Look, I should say in the corporate world, there is a lot of organisations that require drug tests and the like. So there you go. Look, I come from a sporting background and I was on the anti-doping panel, so I don't have any issues with drug testing.
Okay, and then just quickly to some state politics. So the New South Wales Parliament pushed back the controversial abortion bill, and of course some federal members like Barnaby Joyce and your former rival Tony Abbott have voiced their opinion. So obviously this is a state issue and you're a federal MP, but has this been a big deal in your electorate? Have you had constituents come up and have been encouraging you to speak out on one way or another?
Oh, look, I have indicated my support, and I'm extremely pleased with the action that our Premier has taken in putting forward this legislation. I think it's long overdue. The health of women should be in the hands of women and doctors. This should not be a criminal matter. These are extremely difficult circumstances and decisions. That certain federal male MPs feel entitled to comment is, I think, completely unfortunate.
Warringah MP Zali Steggall ending that report from Dominic Giannini.